Hello there. If you're a new listener checking out the show for the first time because of a fun special guest, I want to take a quick moment to assure you that there are no worlds and dimensions beyond your own, and this podcast is not hard clinical evidence of alternate realities. I'm just a friendly pre-show voice, in no way involved in an elaborate conspiracy to hide the truth about the weakening barrier between worlds. To further reinforce that claim, this is a live episode recorded on Earth, with real human laughter and everything. Speaking of live shows, if you were bummed that the upcoming live Magic Tavern show at Comic-Con sold out in like a minute, there's going to be another live show in Brooklyn on Thursday, October 5th at the Murmur Theater. Get ticket info at hellofromthemagictavern.com by clicking on the live shows page. Now I'm going to hand things over to my live show assistant, Craig. Take it away, Craig.
Hey, this is Craig up in the space bunker. I mean, up in the Earth bunker. Yeah. Warning, the following podcast is not real. It does not prove the existence of other worlds, but it is really being recorded live at the Now Hear This Podcast Festival in New York City. Ah, New York City. You can actually see it from space. I mean, you can see it from Earth, obviously, if you're in New York when you're looking around. Anyway, enjoy the show. It's a little different than usual. It's about nuts. So let's hope for the best.
This is not Hello from the Magic Tavern. This is a mistake. The wrong music has been played. This is Chunt.
This is Usador.
And this is Get Nuts. Thank you, Mundle. Can we play that one more time?
Nothing else boring. No ifs, ands, or buts. Usador
or Get Nuts. I love that. Wonderful. Yes. What a wonderful day. Recording the 2000th episode.
Number 2,000, baby!
Number 2,000!
Look at all these nutheads here.
Getting nuts. Now, I want to get serious for a moment. Chunt?
Yeah?
I found a pecan.
Okay. Pecan? Pecan?
Pecan.
Is it lychee? Is it lychee?
Lychee?
Is it lychee or lychee? Because I always think, like, lychee and steel. Like, that's how I remember it, but that might be wrong.
I don't know.
So you found a pecan.
I found a pecan. This is the show.
Yeah.
This is how it works.
This is the show to bring that up in. I found a pine nut.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did it go?
Pretty good. And about 59 more minutes of this.
Well, actually, Chunt, I have a surprise for you.
Shut up.
For the 2000th episode of Getting Nuts... I, Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fieng Yalak, known to the dwarves as Zonin and Hookstanges, shut up! And known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maystar. And there are so many secret names that I can't say here. I have done something wonderful today, and I have invited a guest, my friend the Fawn, Mr. Chauncey.
Oh, wow, look at this. Wow. So many people in the Vermilion Minotaur seem to recognize this fancy little Fawn.
Well, he dresses very well.
Yeah, it's a very dapper, you're a very dapper Fawn.
Oh, thank you for those most wonderful words. What a pleasure it is to be here. Salutations, good gentlemen.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you, Mr. Chauncey.
I don't often get down here to this part of Foon.
Oh, yes. You live mostly in the northern parts, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, it's very cold up there.
Yes.
It's winter all the year round.
Oh, but you have some furry legs to help keep you warm.
Of course I do, and my wonderful waistcoat.
Wonderful, wonderful. Chauncey here...
Mr. Chauncey, please.
Mr. Chauncey.
Is Mister your first name or
yes?
Is it, okay,
that is my given name. My surname is Chauncey.
Is that M-I-S-T-E-R?
That's correct.
Okay.
May I call you Mr. Chauncey?
Yes, I wish you would.
Yes, wonderful.
My middle name is David.
Oh, I never knew
that.
Mr.
David Chauncey, okay. Was your father a mister?
Yes, I'm a junior.
Okay, Mr. Junior.
I'm Mr. David Chauncey Jr. Okay.
Beautiful.
Have you ever met a fawn before, Chauncey?
I've never met a fawn.
You've never met a fawn?
I've never met a fawn.
In all of Foon, you've never met a fawn?
I've never met a fawnish foon.
You've never met a fawn, foon, fawn?
Foonish fawn.
Foon, fawn.
I feel like a fool.
Foon, fawn. I'm sorry. I have a bit of a disability where...
I thought you were just going to stop there.
No, if I... How long was I out? Because... If I hear any four-letter word beginning with F and ending in N, it's too close to fawn, and I just... Something short-circuits, and I don't know what happens to me.
What's a circuit?
Oh, a circuit. Well, as a wizard, I am very familiar with creating wonderful mechanical devices that one beginning connects all the way to the other at the end, and a full circuit is formed. It is... Think of it like a ring. A magical ring that has many twists and turns.
Oh, is
and
this
that is a circuit.
Is this like that city you took me to?
Yes, the circuit city
yeah.
we went to.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, what a glorious
That's what
place
I was asking. Yeah.
Circuit City was. Oh, the fall of Circuit City. It doth make me sad to think of it here now.
Wait. That city's not in business anymore?
Oh, no.
Do you know why?
No.
They were too generous with their prices. It was a shopping city, you see.
Yes, it was.
And everyone knew you could get the best buy there.
True.
What about that? Wasn't there a shack near there?
Some
a
sort
shitty
of...
shitty little shack?
There was a shack. Oh, I remember they always asked you for your address when you went to that shack.
Real nosy.
Do you need my address?
Yeah, real nosy.
You know, I never mind.
I'm only buying Acorn.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Real intrusive.
I would just give it to them. And I would be like, I live at the... hovel at the top of the hill, and they would spend a lot of time writing it out. And I'd say, I'm just here to get a flask to make some potions. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, then they would start sending ravens to the hovel at the top of the hill, saying, there's a special on flasks this week. Also, there's a special on charcoal, which I don't need for my potions, unless I'm making a charcoal lemonade.
Sure.
They would light this torch, you see, and then they would somehow color the flame blue, and they'd say, blue torch special.
Yes.
Flasked half off.
That sounds amazing. So, Mr. Chauncey, thank you for being
on. Does it?
No, it does. Hey, real talk.
I
came off real flippant.
Now,
I didn't mean to.
I know often on Getting Nuts, we don't spend time talking to guests. We talk a lot about nuts.
Yeah.
Nut night. Mr. Chauncey, have you had any nuts this week? Have you enjoyed eating any nuts?
Yes, well, that's kind of all we have to eat nowadays where I live, up there in the north of Foon, a little town called Portalia.
Oh, yes, of course.
Known for its, it used to be known for its many portals to various dimensions. And
yes.
The last one just closed.
Oh, no.
The one that I guarded. It was a portal to this strange world where these, can you believe it, human children came through. These human children would come through and they would have these adventures here in Foon, and then they would go back home. And this went on for many, many, many years. I mean,
yes.
It was like, it might as well have been a revolving portal. You know what I'm saying? They were in and out all the time.
Yes.
And then finally the portal closed because the people who owned the home where the portal was on the other side, they sold it. And so the new owners just put a TV in front.
Oh, a TV. Arnold.
Have you heard of television?
Yes, our friend Arnold. He has told us about television, and he's acted out many episodes of wonderful television programs.
Yeah, he acted out on Earth. It's called Season 4 of The Wire.
Yes.
And he said there's someone named Prespolewski.
Yes.
We're supposed to root for, even though he killed someone?
Apparently, I'm a McNulty, and Chunt is a bunk.
I'm a total bunk, is what he said. I'm a total bunk.
Well, now, I wish these Earth children had said something about this show to me. All they would talk about was this one program. Oh, it was something about a sentient Bell who was some sort of hero, and I guess this bell went around saving people, and
so people were saved by a bell.
They were saved by a bell.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So let's walk through this. They'd get up in the morning.
That's correct.
Yeah. Maybe some sort of device would wake them up.
That's right. A sort of, you know, you're familiar with clocks, of course.
Yes, of course.
This clock was some sort of clock that would give this awful screeching ring, and that would wake the children of this this bell world up.
Sure. They'd probably get dressed. They'd probably rush outside to catch some sort of mobile device, some sort of ambulatory escort.
Some sort of cart.
Yes, some sort of cart.
A large cart, of course. Yes. Then they'd go to some institution of learning.
Oh, so they'd make the cart.
Yes, it was all right.
Okay, it's all right?
Yes.
Okay.
They were saved by the bell.
Okay, okay.
The one thing, forgive me, but I'm...
No, of course.
The one thing that intrigued me about these stories that these children would tell was one of the characters in the story had the ability to stop time.
Hold on.
Yes.
You're telling me...
Let's step out of time for a moment.
Our friend Arnie from Earth, who's told us all about Earth, well, not a ton, I guess. He said that there's no real magic on Earth. So you're saying there is magic in terms of stopping time?
According to these boring Earth children, there was a great hero. I don't remember if he was friends with the bell, if he turned into the bell. The bell never seemed to figure into any of the stories. But he had the ability to stop time. And what was so flabbergasting about this story is no one seemed to care. This seemed like a huge deal to me.
It's a very huge deal.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
I was so... When they told me this story, I was so excited. I was so excited that I was so scared.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
you vacillate between the fear and the excitement.
It seemed this creature who had power over time itself, he was able to cloud everyone's mind sufficiently that they neither noticed nor cared that he had this spectacular ability.
Huh.
Perhaps it was a religious program.
Oh, yeah.
Follow me for a moment. If they were all saved by the bell, but the bell was never there... Maybe there was just one set of footprints the whole time.
And that's when the bell carried you.
Yes. Well, I guess that would be more of a round imprint rather than footprints.
Probably like a round, you know, a perfect circle. Then a sort of dent where the clapper would be.
Yes. Yes.
Religion, on the topic of religion, I, of course, I'm a religious fawn, and I believe in a lion, as we all do.
How big are we talking?
It's a pretty big lion.
Okay.
It's a pretty big lion. And he
big, as, big as a school cart?
Oh, bigger than a school cart.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I've never seen a school cart, but I'm imagining he is.
Yeah, yes, of course.
He's bigger than a regular lion.
Okay.
Yes, like he's 2.5 times the size of a regular lion.
Okay.
See, I believe in a lion, but I believe in a regular lion. There's a regular lion that I met in my travels before I was imprisoned in the prison town of Hogsface, and I'm really hoping that guy pulls it together. I believe in that lion. I think he's really going to do great stuff.
You support the lion.
I support that lion.
I see.
I believe in his dreams. I believe in his hopes. He wants to be a painter.
Hmm.
And he's got the tail for it.
Is this the lion where after his third roar, you started talking and it synced up?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one.
That was cool as fuck.
Yes, that was awesome. Amazing.
Nut night.
I'm sorry, but you were telling us about a giant lion.
Yes, he's a giant lion, and he's sort of, you know, he's terrifying, and so we all worship him. He certainly seems to be nice to these Earth children, but everybody else, forget about it.
How has he personally slighted you?
Verbal barbs? Here's what he'll do. One will be minding one's own business, mm-hmm. frolicking around a lamppost, let's say.
As you do.
Just enjoying.
Singing in the rain?
Yes. Well, in the snow. It's very cold up there.
That's right, yes.
Because we're ruled by a beige witch.
Oh.
She used to be a white witch, but...
She's let herself go?
Yes. She's a little slushy now.
Yes.
Honestly, I don't like the beige witch because she usually runs in slow motion. Beige witch.
If I had Rotten Tomatoes with me right now...
Yeah.
I would throw a low score of them at you.
Sure, no, that's...
Rotten Tomatoes, by the way, they're killing the story industry.
Yes.
People don't go to the stories anymore because they know there's going to be Rotten Tomatoes there, and I suppose the smell of all of them assembled is just terrible. So they stay away.
Yes, yeah. I was very upset. My favorite play, my favorite theatrical production of all time, of course, is Automaton Constable. The story of a man who is a constable who was murdered and is brought back to life as an automaton.
Yes, he becomes some sort of clockwork man.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Full of circuits.
That's where I know the term from.
Yes. They did a new production of it.
No!
Yes. They did a new production of Automaton.
They did a remake.
It's as if they had a pair of boots and threw them away and then rebooted themselves.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it is a bit of a reboot.
Everyone, of course, showed up with their crates of 100 Rotten Tomatoes.
That's good. They come 100 to a crate.
They only threw 38 of them or so.
Oh, that's not a lot.
Just sitting there smelling the other 62 Rotten Tomatoes.
Is it any wonder people don't go anymore?
I know. It's sad.
It's very sad.
I love Automaton Constable.
So how did this line slight you?
Well, now, remember I was talking about the lamppost.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Oh, frolicking. Yes.
I'll come out with it. I'm the person in the story who's frolicking around the lamppost.
Okay.
It was me the whole time. I see him, the great lion. He passes by with his mighty shaggy mane. He gives a toss of his head, his regal head. And I cower, and I say, oh, I hope he doesn't notice me today. And then he'll get right just past me, and then he quickly gets one of those.
Oh.
He knows what he's doing.
Oh, sure.
Oh, of course.
He's
of
trying
course.
To startle you.
And then he scoffs, and then he ambles on his way on his dumb cat feet. I could say that now. He's not around, is he?
I think we don't think he was. So.
This might be one of the times
tavern,
when
yeah.
This might be one of the times when he's dead. He periodically dies. What's that?
Wait, what?
What did I say?
You said he periodically dies.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Hold that thought.
I had an almond last week. Mundle?
They're just a couple of ugly mutts. Don't you sure get nuts.
Okay, back to your story.
And P.S., this story is fucking nuts.
That's true.
So we're still talking.
Let's get another one.
They got morals between them in their butts. Don't you sure get nuts.
All right, let's get back to this kooky story.
Good drops. Oh, yeah, so periodically, this lion dies.
Like self-inflicted, or is this like accidental?
It's every which way. It's
so it's a witch.
Yes, it's every which way.
Okay.
Every way a witch can kill a lion.
Mostly spells.
Let's
list them off.
Spells.
Number one with a spell.
The long end of a broom.
Short end of the broom. A little harder, but what a payoff. What it happens.
Takes a while.
Not a very popular one, but wand in the eye. It's a little gross. Yeah.
General hocus pocus.
That's right.
General hocus pocus.
Oh, I heard about this one witch who killed a lion by pushing him down a flight of stairs and then claiming it was an owl attack.
Oh,
I think I heard about this.
Did you?
This story is called The Staircase, right?
I mean, I wouldn't title it The Staircase. That seems like that's the least interesting part of the story.
Exactly.
I would title it Owl Attack.
Okay. That's
it
fair.
Would be
that's
like
fair.
Titling my favorite play, Automaton Constable, Constable's Office. It's that's just fair. Where it happens.
That's fair. Transmuting you into an inanimate object and then you cease to breathe and you die? Are we still listing shit?
Yes.
That's seven.
I remember seeing a witch transform a lion into a vase. And I thought, well, that's it for him. They're going to kick the vase over and break it. And then the witch said, no, stupid. He can't breathe anymore. He's a vase.
Yeah.
And I said, oh. Ooh, yeah.
Suffocation by transformation.
Yes.
Suffocation, no breathing.
I would have said to the witch, but I'm terrified of witches, of course. I would have said, why not turn his lungs into a couple vases?
Oh, yeah.
And then you get to see the look on his face.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember that. I'm going to do that to someone. That sounds fun. Let me think of a way I could do that. Yes. If I cast a spell, I turned your lungs into a vase, then slowly you would suffocate, and I would watch the life slowly slip out of your eyes as Usador rises and says, "Yea, Dark Lord, I shall defeat thee. Oh, thine lungs no longer exist, for I have transformed them into pure ceramic, and now you shall suffocate in front of me, you purveyor of evil. No longer shall you walk upon this food and cause havoc and destruction and hate." That's what I do.
Would you mind standing up really quick, Mr. Chauncey?
Oh, certainly.
Great. You can go ahead and have a seat.
Oh.
You, sir, right. Would you mind standing up?
Sure.
Great. You can go ahead and have a seat. This is a segment I'd like to call Nuts to Butts. Now, we're all three of us sitting on a nut.
I know I am.
I was.
And I thought maybe we could...
There you go. Right back out my mouth.
And we thought maybe we could just play a game where you can try and guess what type of nut you're sitting on.
Oh, certainly.
Oh. Here, give that back. All right.
Do we start with me?
Yep.
Am I allowed to ask questions?
Yes, you can ask 20 questions.
Is it an almond?
Yes.
I did it. First time.
Well, you won Nuts to Butts, so you get to continue with your story.
Oh. But, Mr. Chauncey, your story.
Yes, Usador. Let's see. Lion dies, coming back to life, which is... Yeah, okay. So, when the lion does die, everyone, all of the woodland creatures, we're all very happy. We're relieved because he's so terrifying, do you see?
Yes.
And we're forced to worship him just because we don't know what else to do. He's very scary.
And can I ask, are you just, like, against authority figures? Like...
I mean...
You a bit of a bad boy?
I mean, you know... I mean, I don't know if I'd say that, but...
I mean, just by appearance alone with those little horns, you look like a bit of a bad boy.
Can you see my horns?
Oh,
yes.
I mean, when the light hits...
I was trying to grow bangs to hide them.
Oh.
I've always been embarrassed of my horns.
Oh.
My hooves, absolutely loud and proud. Take a look at them.
Yeah.
They're shiny. They're flat.
Yes.
They make a good clip-clop. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want to get on top of a table and dance around with those.
And I often do.
Yes.
Would you mind?
No, I wouldn't mind at all.
Can we get a little bit of clapping? A little bit of clapping going?
Get up on the tabletop. Oh, you know, I'm sorry. It would sound more impressive if I remembered to bring my board.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Of course. Now, you said you're from Portalia.
Yes, Portalia, land of portals.
We should have told Arnold about Portalia.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he's trying to get home, isn't he?
Who's Arnold? Who's
our
Arnold?
Friend Arnold.
He's our friend from Earth, which is the world we think that your portal that you were guarding led to.
Oh, most certainly it did, for 100% sure fact.
And let me... That's on us.
But why? Does he want to visit Earth?
Yeah, about 2.5 years ago,
he fell
into a portal behind it. It doesn't matter. But yeah,
it's how we invented the incredibly popular podcast, Getting Nuts, because we have a far less popular podcast called Hello from the Magic Tavern that we record with Arnold about once a week, where he talks about things he doesn't want to talk about.
There's another show besides Getting Nuts?
That's what, yeah, right? Right?
Ridiculous. Who cares? It's a waste of time.
So wait, so this... This Arnold, he wants to go back to Earth.
We think so. He hasn't mentioned in a while, but we think so. He has a wife, he has a daughter, he has a job.
Well, he's fucked now.
Yeah.
I feel terrible. Mr. Chauncey?
Yes?
Trent, can I swear you all to an oath of secrecy that the three of us shall never discuss Portalia again, especially if Arnold is here?
Sure, I don't care.
Will you swear to this, Trent?
I swear.
Then so it is spoken. So it shall be. The three here have formed a bond, yea, and no longer shall Portalia ever be mentioned unless the three of us are alone and Arnold is not here. Yea, if Arnold is in the room, ne'er let Portalia be spoke of again. Unless he asks.
Yeah, no, if he asks, let's be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, we shouldn't lie about it.
Do you know, there was one other Earth portal... That one closed too, and I'm so glad because it was a terrible. Like the portal I'm talking about, where the Earth children came from, was the land of Aang. That's where they came from. I don't name the lands.
The land of Aang, you said.
The land of Aang.
Yes.
But there was another. There was another portal. It was terrifying to behold. I would look through it sometimes, and I would shiver in fright. It was in a place called, the Door of Equa. And in there...
It was some sort of Ecuador?
Yes, exactly. Okay. And this very official-looking building, it seemed like it was the seat of some government or something. There was this pale goblin that lived there. With long white hair. He looked very miserable and mean. And he couldn't get out of this. He couldn't get out of this Door of Equa. And I prayed, oh, please, please, oh, terrifying lion, don't let this goblin see the portal to Foon. And he never did.
Oh, I think I know someone from the Door of Equa. He's a gentleman from Equa who stabbed his eyes out.
Really?
I think so.
Who's that fellow?
Who is that?
I think he's, like, naked with a horse, and then he stabs his eyes out. I think it's called Equa. I can't...
Ah.
Honestly, I can't remember. You meet so many people, and, you know...
And there's so many Equas.
There's so many Equas.
So many Equas.
Very true.
Well, obviously, we have thousands of sponsors for Get Nuts, but let's just maybe hear two sponsors.
Can I tell you I never fast-forward past the commercials?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We try to make them entertaining.
I think you guys make them fun.
Thank you.
Good, good. Well, let's go ahead and we will hear our first one. Here we go.
Greetings. I'm Thrak, the god of thunder. Beware my mighty lightning. Quake at the thought of my bone-rattling winds. Fear my roaring, thunderous cry. And most importantly, get ready to save big on a personalized in-home cleaning so miraculous it could only have been created by a thunder god. At Guster Dusters, we use the amazing and carbon-neutral power of wind to clean your home from top to bottom. Is your hovel getting dirty? Call Guster Dusters and we'll gently blow all dust, filth, and goblins right out the front door. Is your cauldron looking a little murky? I'll use my amazing percussive powers to scrub it clean. No surface is left untouched. I clean under everything, even your gargoyles. They don't call me the thunder who gets down under for nothing. They call me that because I scrub under gargoyles. That's Guster Dusters. Call us from the top of any mountain. Guster Dusters!
And,
I believe we have a second sponsor
this
week.
One more sponsor.
Did you notice that fellow got very emotional towards the end of the year?
Yes.
When he said the word mountain, his voice broke, and I feel as if he were weeping.
Yes.
Hi!
Hi. Getting Nuts is, of course, brought to you by United...
Squirrel Space Realty.
The USSR.
Hey, we're two squirrels, and we love Getting Nuts. It's our favorite podcast and everyone's favorite podcast in food.
That's right. I'm Twirl Squirrel.
And I'm Girl Squirrel.
But we all know that after you acquire a bunch of squirrels, what do you do with them? Where do you put them?
After you acquire a bunch of nuts.
That's what I said. Nope.
After you acquire a bunch of squirrels, say, give us all your nuts.
Yeah, step one, acquire a bunch of squirrels.
Step two, take their nuts.
But where do you put those nuts?
That's when you come to us.
That's right. United Squirrel Space Realty.
The USSR.
That's definitely what we're up to. We store all kinds of nuts.
And we don't steal you in the night.
No, we don't. We are not about stealing in the night.
The USSR, not about stealing in the night.
Nut storage only.
I always love an advertisement that tells you what they don't do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it eliminates so many questions,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Seem like when the one squirrel started singing Stealing in the Night?
The other squirrel didn't want
you
to.
You thought the other squirrel would jump in.
Jump in there.
The other squirrel did not jump in
not
at all.
Not so much. Not so much.
I 100% expected the second squirrel
I feel like
to start singing.
Yeah, I feel like both those nuts have a musical background.
Wait, what is... Something's happening. Well, I see something.
What is it?
Is that...
I also see something.
How many bats would you say that is? Is that one, two, three...
I'd say
a thousand?
A couple? Maybe a thousand bats?
I'm not good with numbers.
It looks like a bunch of random bats to me.
Would we say that's a series of bats?
Chunt! It's a series of bats. It might be our friend in disguise.
Excuse me, are you a series of bats?
Hello. I'm just a series of bats. What's going on here?
Tom Blaine, is that you?
It's me, but is anybody around, like the Baron or the Dark Lord?
No, no one evil. No. Just our good friend, Mr. Chauncey.
Chauncey, hello.
How do you do?
It's not a series of bats. I know you were confused.
What? I know.
What?
I know.
No. What?
It's me, Tom Blaine Belleroth. I heard that you're doing the 2000th episode of Getting Nuts.
That's right.
Nut Night.
Now, I wasn't here for the beginning, Nut Night.
Thank
I wasn't
you.
Here for
Thank
the beginning.
You. Thank so, you.
Can we get... Let's get another...
Aloe Vera soothes your friends and cats. Don't you so hard get nuts.
Thank you.
May I ask a question? I don't mean to derail this so quickly into the end.
No, we derailed you several times.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It always came just at the right moment. Are those songs different every time, or is it the same one every single time?
They are different every time.
All right.
It's really going to pay off for the people who can hear it when they're commuting or on the treadmill. I didn't come for the beginning, because I don't know if you know this, but a lot of people thought the 2000th episode won't happen because of a technical glitch. They were like, why 2000?
Okay, okay.
Because on Foon, you understand that a lot of the podcatching software, and that's just mostly shells that you wear in your ears,
right?
They weren't designed to have another digit in front of the one. And so as bizarre as that seems now,
yes,
that was something a lot of people were worried about.
People were afraid that if you recorded this 2000th episode, that their abacuses would reset to zero.
What a terrible tragedy that would be. For all the bean counters in the world, we'd be reset to zero. And all their beans would just be a pile. A pile of beans. Can you imagine such a thing?
Now it doesn't seem like something we would worry about. But at the time,
I am very worried about it,
people were worried
Lane.
About it. But I did want to come on Getting Nuts because I've been fucking a nut.
Wait. What?
Wait, what's this podcast about?
This podcast is about nuts that we might find. So, for example, do you like peanuts?
They're all right.
Perfect. That's an episode of Getting Nuts. An entire episode.
What about, like, I fucked an acorn?
That's fucking nuts.
We've been thinking about spinning off, maybe now's the perfect time.
We have a few spin-off ideas. We have fucking nuts, we have getting seedy. And those are the two.
Well, I wanted to bring out the nut that I've fallen in love with.
She's
an acorn. She's right here. Come on up.
No, come on up.
Please,
this is the way we argue. This is Alice P. Corn.
Alice, it's a pleasure to meet you.
The pleasure's all mine. Thank you so much for having me.
Alice, please take the seat on the new guest seat.
I couldn't.
No, please.
A fauna foon must be at the center.
Mr. Chauncey.
Come back.
You were out for 36 hours.
I wish I'd brought my toothbrush.
We can edit out that 36 hours, can't we?
Yes, we can edit that 36 hours.
You should be together closer to the host of Getting Nut Nights.
We'll be next to each other regardless, but...
True. Isn't it wonderful? We're all next to each other.
Yeah,
it's very true.
Do you know the Foonish word equidistant? It means as close to each other as a horse.
Thought to be the closest animals.
Oh, indeed, yes. No, horses bond in a way that no other animal does.
Now, for Mr. Chauncey's sake, for everyone else in the Vermilion Minotaur probably already knows, Tom Blaine has been hiding in the forest as a series of bats to hide from the...
That was you!
Yes.
Oh, no. Well, it might have been a series of bats. But it also could have been me.
I see.
It's a tale as old as time. I'm the Foonish Prince. My father died. I'm probably king now. So I ran away. I became the Baron's wife for a short time. And now I'm hiding in the woods as a series of bats.
Same old, same old.
Same old story.
That old saw.
But
But Alice, we've never met you before. Please tell us all about yourself. How did you two meet?
Well, it's actually a fantastic story. And
you're setting the bar pretty high.
Well, I like to do that, especially when I'm about to make something up. I was high up in a tree.
And I was low down in the lower branches of a tree.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed him, what I thought was they at the time, right? Because his character study work is just so spot on.
He's
right?
An amazing actor.
An incredible yes. actor. And yes. I thought, you know, what is this series of bats doing in my tree? I've never seen a series of bats like this hanging around in my tree. So, and I don't want to be like, you know, I don't want to seem like I'm like, you know.
A racist.
Thank you. But I never, ever, ever would have engaged in, you know, this, what, you know, what we're, you know.
Sex.
Yes. I never would have done that if I had known that he was, you know, a man, a mortal, an actor.
So you're racist against humans, not bats.
Oh, heavens no. Yes. What's to fear about bats?
No, nothing to fear about bats.
Fair enough.
No, bats are lovely. Okay. Humans have done a lot of stupid shit.
Fair enough.
Do you have a problem with bats?
No, not at all. I think they're lovely. They're wonderful creatures. They fly through the night. Oh, and they hang upside down with their beady eyes that you can see only in the dark times. And yay, they light your way through the dark path so you can find the light on the other side.
I know, it's fucking hot.
Yes.
So I was like, what is this series of bats doing in my tree? And so I like, you know, I tried to throw my voice a little bit because I was still stationary because I hadn't fallen yet.
Ah, yes.
Pre-fall.
Yes, of course.
Well, I could see her because I'm a man, but when you're playing a series of bats, you can't see. So what I did is I went, and then based on how quickly that bounced back to me sonically, I determined how far from me she was.
Oh,
it's called echolocation. Then I slowly started to make my way up. And different bats would go at different speeds, because that's something you learn when you're portraying a series of bats.
Mm.
And so slowly I went up the tree, and I said, oh, who's this?
And what was your response?
I said, who do you think it is? I'm Alice Korn, Acorn, and I'm here in this tree. I have pre-fallen. I have not yet fallen, so I am now anti or like a-fallen. You know, I have not fallen yet. So there I am, stationary. So
yes.
I now realize as I'm saying it out loud, it is incumbent upon people to come to me in order for me to meet them, which may be the fact that like I was so taken by him is that no one's ever come up that far in my tree. But that's a
euphemism? I've pissed off this nut.
No, I just.
It's not like I asked if you could breathe or not.
No, I can breathe.
You know, a euphemism is when you find a nicer way of talking about nuts to butts.
We do nuts to butts.
We do.
You play?
Okay. We do nuts to butts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, that sounds fun.
And the moment it starts, I'm like, it's an acorn.
My character work isn't as good as his, so. I'm trying, you know, I try to, like, be like, tonight I'm going to be a pistachio.
Oh, so you're getting into a little nut role play.
Yeah, you know.
It sounds fun.
Yes, it
you
is.
You know, you two are so sweet, and I'm so enamored with the love that you clearly share between the two of you. I'm hoping that Chunt and Mr. Chauncey will help me. I would like to make a delicious romantic dinner for you two to enjoy. We could start off with some delicious steak as the entree,
Start off with an entree?
Start off with an entree.
I gotta see where this is going.
Entree is Finnish for enter. That's where you enter the meal at the entree.
Yes. Then a delicious potato on the side, some delicious starch. And for dessert, of course, flan. Would you like some flan?
Mr. Chauncey. You heard a four-letter word that started with F and ended with N, and you checked out for 48 days.
Are we able to edit that out?
We'll edit those 48 days out.
Yeah. 48 days
Thank
out.
You, and I do apologize.
We've had to explain you being here to a lot of people.
Are we still on the 2000th episode, or are we into new episodes?
We
did several
back.
Episodes around
back.
You, yeah.
But we doubled back, just to be polite.
Yeah. Thank you.
What do you think about having a wonderful romantic dinner together?
Well, I'd be excited for it. I'm a little bit worried about the Dark Lord. Also, Arnor has been asleep for 48 days.
That's true. That's true.
And I've been playing pranks on him in his room.
Oh, what sorts of pranks?
Well, I've drawn tigers on his face.
Tigers on his face, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And I've put his hand in a little bit of cold water.
When
so
you do that, you pee.
That's true.
I didn't know that. You just pee everywhere. And it was fascinating because I've never seen a grown man pee until that time. And I thought, this is a juxtaposition of, like, status and power to see somebody who is of age, right? He's, like, a man, and he obviously has a place in the world, and yet he's urinating himself like a young boy. I mean, the humor never ended. It was your best one.
Thank you. Aren't you a cute little nut?
Oh, my God.
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 Oh, my God. What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? Yeah. It's an acorn!
I'm always an acorn. I'm always an acorn.
And it never gets old.
I would just like to say how lucky I feel that you're able to express your physical love here in the Vermilion Minotaur. In front of all of us, in front of Mr. Chauncey, in front of Chunt. It's really a beautiful act of a man dressed as a series of bats putting an acorn up his butt. And I am moved by this.
See, now I'm hoping for a day where we don't even have to have this conversation. Where, like, your note about the fact that we are loving each other in public isn't even something to note. Like, you don't have to bring up the fact that, like, oh, I'm so evolved. I want to call out the fact that this feels okay to me, because thereby the very chance and the often thought that it's not okay with you is where I rest. And that's okay, because you know what? Maybe you haven't had a lot of experience with this, and I can't fault you for that, okay? But here tonight, when you say that, I am dreaming of a better day where we can walk into the Vermilion Minotaur and we can just be butt to nuts and have everybody just say, would you like some mead?
That is a beautiful sentiment.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Now you see. Now you see what I see in her, you know?
Yes, I do. And I see now my own hypocrisy. By pointing out this beautiful act of love, I have minimized you by saying that you are somehow different than everyone else here who is loving each other. I'm sure that who else is loving each other here tonight? Say that. Oh yeah, a lot of gross things happening.
Yes. Babe, dirty.
If I may, Miss Acorn, yes. May I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
Forgive me for being so bold, but, and this is perhaps presumptuous, but do you feel as if you're shortchanging yourself by sacrificing becoming a tree for a man?
Ooh. Damn!
No, it's okay. Chen, it's okay. Okay. It's okay. Yes, there was a time where I thought, and I think this was the narrative that was sold to me, right? That my job was to become mature, to fall, to nestle into the earth, and to become as my mother and father did. Okay, that was the only narrative I knew. And it wasn't until the day that a series of bats, wink, came up my tree and showed me that maybe there was another plan for me. And I will be honest, it was a really bad night when I was like, I think I'm going to fall off this tree and, like, go away with a man. Right? Because, yeah. Like, that's not a narrative that we're used to hearing.
I'm sure it was frightening.
It was very frightening. But my thought was this. Who's to say that I still can't become a tree?
Exactly.
Who's to say that I can't spend my time with this man, Batman? Batman.
I mean, who knows what blueprint is inside of you? You could grow up to be a beautiful fern.
Probably
no.
Mr. Chauncey. That time it was real time, so it was just a few seconds.
Yes, just a few moments.
You're lucky.
You didn't miss anything.
It felt longer.
So I still think that, yes, this might be, like, my wild days of, like, you know, I'm sure my elders are like, there she goes, off with an actor who's pretending not to be a prince in a series of flying animals. Like, they've heard it before, right? But this is my time to experience this. This is my, what's that word? What's that word when the Amish people go off and they do their thing and they have their time?
Oh, yes, the spring of the fruity liquor.
Yeah. This is my spring of the fruity liquor. Yeah.
And also for me, like, I want to work up to the tree in my butt, you know?
That's a pro. Yeah, that's, yes, you want to ease.
That's sort of a big jump.
Well, you want to ease, you know, on down that road.
I mean, here's
ease
what on. I do know. You have to talk about it first.
No, you do. You have to have a conversation. Yeah.
You have to be like, does this feel okay?
Right.
And do we have a safe word?
Yeah.
And, you know, you probably need help. But
and bring it up first as a joke. See how it goes over.
Yeah. And with him, he's always joking. So I'm like, I guess this isn't a joke. I guess we're really talking about, like, anal penetration.
Is that a euphemism?
No, that's like
laid bare, all the cards are on the table.
Like, yeah. It is. It's getting nuts in a different way. What about you, Mr. Chauncey? Do you ever worry that you might just stay a fawn?
She comes from a culture of metamorphosis, so the idea that something would stay static is bizarre to her, but that's the only narrative she knows.
Right. I mean, it never occurred to me that I would ever be anything else. Although I am at a sort of crossroads in my life, I have no more portals to stand in front of and wait for a bunch of boring Earth children to come through.
You're from Portilia?
Yes.
Oh, do you know there's a Portman I know there?
Hmm.
Natalie Portman.
I know Natalie the Portman.
Yes. Oh, she...
Did you know Natalie used to be in a secret organization?
Yes? Tell me more.
Well, she used to cover herself in the lichens of the forest.
Yes, the lichens. Yes.
And she used to pretend to be just a pile of a forest greenery doing advertisements.
Yes.
So she was in this sort of moss ad.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. She was in kind of like a moss ad. Yes. I think it was worth it. I do. I'm being sincere.
It's
yes.
worth it.
No. Yeah. You know...
No, I love her.
You know, you brought up Amish people, and I have an Amish friend that I haven't seen in a long time, and I should catch up with her. Her name was Fran, and she was beautiful.
Fawn. Hello!
Are you all right?
Yes, that time I was awake for the whole thing.
Oh, what a nightmare.
I actually didn't mind it that time.
Good.
It was kind of fun. It was a nice break.
You're leaning into it. Yes.
Accept it and enjoy it for what it is.
Can I offer you just like another piece of friendly advice
as
somebody who's just like a big fan and like first time sitting here?
Oh, of course.
I just, you know, the fact that you had to qualify your friend as Amish, like maybe you could have just said, I have a friend named Fran.
Well, like, I don't thought of it because you mentioned
like,
Amish people.
I know, but then the fact that you were like, I have to qualify my friend by saying what she is kind of means to me that that's kind of how you see her.
That's a good point. I do categorize a lot of things here in Foon. Elves, dwarves, pixies, fairies, brownies, orcs, starlings. Everyone hates starlings.
Well, yeah.
No, I'm going to keep categorizing things. It makes it easier for me.
Oh, real quick. Do either of you know any ways in which a witch might kill you?
Oh my God.
We thought we'd covered all of them, but there might be more left.
Absolutely. Like, she could, like, lure you to her house, and she's like, I've got this thing that I bake things in, and then, like, she's going to shove you in it, but then maybe, like, somebody else shoves her in it, and they're like, ha, we got you. Like, that's just one, like, oven.
That's a hyper-specific death.
Get specific.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
I remember hearing of this one witch who'd built a house made entirely of sweet treats. And she wanted to ensnare children and eat them. Well, no children came, and her house just rotted around her. She
That's
was
what
stupid.
Yes.
She was. Don't build your house out of food.
No.
Unless
I'm
you
sure,
know
because
some...
a child has to come
yes.
very quickly afterwards.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's really
it's
out.
Yes.
I take issue with it for a different reason. If you have enough food to make a house, just eat that food.
Here's why. She was a savory person, not a sweet person.
Yes. Oh, that's
all right,
awful.
Yeah. Now it makes sense.
Yes, it's hard when you eat children.
Let me ask you.
I feel for those people.
Mr. Chauncey, when you're, I'm guessing your portal is somewhere in the woods. You have to traverse the woods quite a bit.
Yes.
When you're going to and fro, do you leave any sort of memento in terms of like to remind yourself how to get back to where you're going?
Oh, yes, you simply must because the forest is ever changing because of magic and shit. So you have to make sure. You have to make sure if you leave a marker so you can find your way back, and there are many things you can use. You can take some bread, and you can leave a loaf of bread just every few feet.
There's a more efficient way to do it. Tear off a bit of the bread.
Oh, that's when the birds get it.
Oh.
But luckily,
yes.
These dumb birds, they're too small to lift an entire
yes.
loaf of bread.
Now be careful. I love birds.
Which ones?
Everyone but starlings. Starlings are assholes.
I certainly meant no offense.
All right.
Usador, I do apologize.
That's
I'm just
right.
a little guy.
That's all right. No, no offense taken.
But you need to mark your way. We know there are two ways for the forest to change. Magic and shit.
That's right.
And that's... Sometimes it's magic, but sometimes it's the forest will look different because of who's defecated there.
So much.
Since you last looked.
So
yes,
much.
I'm walking down a path through the forest, and I go, I know I turn left here to get to the waterfall, and it's just a big pile of bear shit there.
Yes.
It's
these non-talking animals, you see.
Oh.
It's they have no couth, they don't know what they're
wait,
doing.
Wait. So you tell me a bear shits in the woods? I've never seen
it's
it.
It's the witch beige.
Yeah. But she, okay. is now. Okay. She is now. Didn't
she
used
is now.
To be.
That's true. She is now. She didn't
she's
used to
now.
Be. That's true.
Is the poop Catholic?
Is it what?
It depends on who pooped it.
Okay, good. Catholic, of course, being anything that a cat would lick.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. What else?
What else would a cat lick?
No, what else would Catholic mean?
I didn't know if...
We all know what Catholic means.
No.
Yes.
What a strange thing you just
did. I just didn't
did.
Know if a... Pardon me, I don't know if an acorn, I don't know what,
oh,
you, know,
I see.
You know.
I think it's a self-evident word that's made from two words that make sense with an unnecessary H in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
The H is silent.
But I do think
just
that,
like the O.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right, aren't you?
None of us heard
yes,
it.
Yes, no. Oh, yes.
Surprise.
Catholic, yes. Oh.
I think we've become so accustomed to doing ads for our podcast that, like a good ad, we often mention things that aren't a question.
Yes. Like also, Catholics are trained to ignore the whole, so... As your whole life is built around that, and I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Well, I believe we're close to being out of time for this episode of Getting Nuts.
Yeah.
It was a good long episode. Usually they're under 30 seconds. So this was a particularly impressive one, I think. We went, 48 days.
Yes. This was a long one.
Yes, about, months and months long. Gonna cut some of that out. So I still think we got a good 6 days in here.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is Usador.
This is Chunt.
This is Allison Nutt. Allison
Alice Korn.
Nuts her race.
Allison
I'm so sorry.
Nutt? Are you really?
I'm
honestly?
So sorry. Fuck.
Allison
Fuck.
Nutt?
Fuck.
Do you know Allison
I
Nutt?
Thinking,
do you know how
nut.
Insulting
don't
that
don't
is?
I kept thinking,
you don't look like Allison
yeah.
Nutt. You do not look like Allison Nutt.
Some of my best friends are nuts.
You
oh,
do
he's
not.
Making it
you
worse.
Don't
I
look
work
like
with
Allison
Nutt.
He's making it worse.
You don't.
Just
would happen on Getting Nuts of all places.
All right.
Stop talking.
Let's start over. Everyone... Everyone point at someone else and say their name.
That's Chauncey the Fawn.
That's Chunt, the shape-shifting badger person.
This is a series of bats.
This is Usador.
And this was Getting Nuts. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Remember, none of that was real. It was human actors on a stage in front of a piping hot crowd. And don't bother rushing to the emergency room. That intense itching in your finger is simply the desire to subscribe. If you liked this episode, imagine the possibilities without the very famous person around. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Mr. Chauncey the Adorable Fawn was played by special guest Paul F. Tompkins. Check out Paul's improv podcast, Spontanea Nation, and go to his website, paulftompkins.com, to learn about stand-up dates, podcast appearances, the fact that he's Mr. Peanut Butter on BoJack Horseman. I mean, girlfriend is hustling. Tom Blaine Belleroth, the human actor pretending to be a series of bats, was played by Steve Waltine. Steve writes for the new Comedy Central show, The Opposition with Jordan Klepper, debuting tonight. Unless you're not listening to this podcast the moment it came out. In which case, ew. Alice P. Korn, the Acorn, was played by Kate James, who never took a single class at I.O. and still doesn't know how to do object work. Thrak, the God of Thunder, working for Guster Dusters, was played by Brian Rosenworcel, a.k.a. Thunder God from the band Guster. And Twirl Squirrel and Girl Squirrel from United Squirrel Space Realty were Zach Reno and Jessica McKenna from the podcast Off Book, the Improvised Musical. Fun facts, Jessica can crush rocks into dust with her bare hands, and Zach makes little sighs of contentment while he sleeps, occasionally whispering, "Oh, you." Well, I'm exhausted from fabricating all these fake bios to keep up appearances. Craig, I've mixed the dough and baked the cake. How about you grab some frosting and finish us off?
I mean, I introduced the live show, so maybe I made the cake. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard LeBon. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Huge thanks to Brian Shard for all the Gettin' Nuts theme songs. Brian is a music and sound effects director for Jackbox Games, and he very much wants you to buy the Jackbox Party Pack 4 coming this fall. Personally, it sounds terrible to me, but he insisted we mention it. And since it was a little hard to hear that theme, what the heck, let's play it one more time.
Nothing else boring, no ifs, ands, or buts. Don't use your Gettin' Nuts.
Remember, if you didn't get tickets to the New York Comic Con show, we're doing another show that same weekend on October 7th in Brooklyn at the Murmur Theater. See hello from themagictavern.com. Check out our live show tab for more details. And I don't want to spoil anything, but by the time you listen to this, there may be a new show on that page as well. While you're on the website, why not celebrate this special Get It Nuts episode with your very own Get It Nuts t-shirt? You can get that and a lot of other cool stuff on the merch page at hellofromthemagictavern.com, or just go straight to our friends at topatico.com, T-O-P-A-T-A-C-O.com. Also visit us on Facebook, on Twitter. Thanks to everyone at the Now Hear This Festival, thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks, as always, to Earwolf.